This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. White House officials say U.S. President Joe Biden had very constructive talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rome on Sunday, amid simmering tensions and strategic disagreements between Washington and Ankara. A senior Biden administration official told reporters the president made clear his desire to have constructive relations with Turkey and to find an effective way to manage our disagreements. The official said topics of discussion included Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, the South Caucasus, climate, and human rights. G20 leaders meeting in Rome have agreed to work to reach carbon neutrality by around mid-century, in their words, and pledged to end financing for coal plants abroad by the end of this year. They failed, however, to agree on phasing out coal domestically. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wrote on Twitter, "I leave Rome with my hopes unfulfilled, but at least they are not buried." The leaders issued their final communique Sunday at the end of a two-day summit ahead of talks at a broader UN climate change summit known as COP26, scheduled for this week in Glasgow, Scotland. They also addressed efforts to reach the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, in line with a global commitment made in 2015 with the Paris Climate Accord to keep global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels, preferably to 1.5 degrees. The group of 19 countries and the European Union account for more than three quarters of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. You can find more on the G20 and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. You're listening to VOA News. Thousands of opposition supporters have filled the streets outside Georgia's National Parliament building to protest municipal election results that gave the country's ruling party a near sweep. Candidates of the Georgian Dream Party won 19 of the 20 municipal elections in runoff votes on Saturday, including the mayoral offices in the country's five largest cities. The opposition alleges fraud. However, an election observer mission of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said the voting and counting were overall assessed positively, despite some procedural issues, particularly during vote counting. Nika Melia, the head of the main opposition party, United National Movement, told the protest crowd that opposition leaders would be sent to other cities to marshal supporters to come to Tbilisi for a massive rally on November 7th. The elections were overshadowed by the arrest of former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili, the founder of the United National Movement. His arrest took place on October 1st. The Gulf diplomatic crisis with Lebanon deepened on Sunday. Saudi Arabia said dealing with Beirut was pointless due to Iran-backed Hezbollah's dominance. The United Arab Emirates pressed its citizens to leave the country. The developments sparked by remarks from the Lebanese information minister on the Yemen war have dealt a fresh blow to crisis-hit Lebanon, where a fragile government is struggling to secure international aid, including from wealthy Arab countries. Saudi Arabia has expelled Lebanon's envoy and recalled its ambassador from Beirut, with Bahrain and Kuwait quickly following suit. The United Arab Emirates has recalled its diplomats from Lebanon in solidarity with the kingdom. On Sunday, it urged its citizens to leave the country as soon as possible. Burkina Faso's security ministry said in a statement, unidentified armed men killed five police officers in an attack on security forces in northern Burkina Faso in the early hours of Sunday, in which around 15 of the attackers died. The incident occurred in the borderlands near Mali, where Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have increased attacks in recent years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Islamist attacks have surged across Africa's Sahel region, killing thousands and driving millions from their homes in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. About 1.2 million people have been displaced by the violence in Burkina Faso alone, and Algeria on Sunday expressed profound regret at what it called an unbalanced UN Security Council resolution that called on all sides to resume talks toward a solution in disputed Western Sahara. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.